Hey everybody, it's Nick here again from NAB, here sitting in the corner, this time with Tim Clapham.
Hey everyone.
Say hi.
Hi, how's it going?
If you haven't seen Tim's work, his latest site is Hello Lux, and I knew you back in the day from Hypa, Hypa.tv, was it?
Yeah, Hypa.tv.
And Tim taught me, you were the first kind of Cinema 4D guy that was teaching and training Cinema 4D, and you actually putting up tutorials on your site that was more motion design based. All the 3D stuff at the time seemed to be really like either character based or spaceships or aliens or techie stuff, and you really brought the design out in Cinema 4D and started teaching people really good looking 3D early on. I think you were one of the first ones, actually.
Cool.
How did you get into Cinema 4D so early, and how did you start the site? Why did you start the original Hypa site?
Well, when we started Hypa, we originally started out doing kind of CD-ROMs and online stuff, and we were like, this isn't really where we want to go, because the online thing, web design and stuff, it's constantly changing, browsers change, clients want it to work, and we were doing CDs using Director and Lingo and all that, but we were putting animations in them because I studied actually fine art, film, video, time-based media, it was called at uni. And so I did loads of animation. It was all traditional at the time. And when I left uni, I did a few courses with Premiere and stuff like that, and then I started using Infinity. So I was getting right into doing After Effects, and we had Final Cut Pro, and with Final Cut Pro, there was a copy of Cinema 4D Go that was bundled with it. We did a job for Lego. It was one of the first sort of TV jobs we ever did at Hypa. And we did it all in Lightwave, actually. But we were on Mac, and it was a bit buggy. And like, we got this copy of Cinema 4D Go with Final Cut Pro, and we just really loved it. So we upgraded from there, and we bought Cinema 4D XL, I think it was at the time.
What was the number? It was like,
I think that was six.
Six? Wow.
Yeah.
That's so that was 2000.
Yeah, probably 2000.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, it was a fair while ago, you know, when I didn't have grey hair.
Hey, there's audio. They don't know that.
Yeah.
So when did the site, and so Hypa was a production company, but you started putting out, you had lighting presets. I remember the lighting presets really were the first time I saw really nice looking global illumination that really looked like real stuff in cinema, and you had some downloadable projects at the time too, some really cool thinking particles, I think,
yeah.
And a bunch of stuff. When did that start? What made you put all this stuff out on the internet?
I suppose the thing is like a lot of it, it's you know, there's so much tools in the program, it's really difficult to know like what to do with it, how to use it, and I was really fortunate. I was put in contact with Marco Tillman, who was working for Maxon at the time, and I asked him if I could join the beta team. I just kind of got in touch with him and was like, can I join? And he was like, yeah, of course you can. And then I was really fortunate, and you know, I value that position so much. But like when they developed thinking particles and stuff like that, I was there through the whole process of how they integrated it into the software. And because of that, it means that you're lucky, because you kind of learn it from the ground up, which means that you know so much about it. And all I just thought it was just such a powerful thing. When I first did 3D, it was with Infinity, and like that, I had a really good particle system, and I used to love using the particles. And when we got thinking particles, I was like, yeah, man, this is the next big thing, and like event-based particle systems. So I just thought it'd be cool to share the knowledge, you know. More people that use it, the bigger it will become, and you know, I'm quite happy to just share how things work. I think that's what makes it such a cool community.
That's great. And you've been sharing ever since. You've since then transitioned to Hello Lux, which is the new site. You still have tutorials and little tips and tricks, and even more downloadable files and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
How's that been going?
Oh, that's been going really well. Like Hypa was going for a long time, like 12 years. And then I moved to Sydney, and the guy that was my business partner, he kind of had enough of the industry, and he wanted to go and do something a little bit more creative. So we decided to just call it a day and like move on and do our own thing. And he went off and he kind of, he paints and makes prints and stuff like that, and kind of does that kind of end of creativity now. And I moved to Sydney and started Lux, and Hello Lux is the blog for that. So that's how it kind of started. And I mean, just hit the ground running, really. It's just been awesome. I haven't stopped since I've been in Sydney. kind of always got work, and like the amount of traffic on Hello Lux just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, it's up to like a million hits.
No, it's a great resource. And since then, you've been doing other training as well. You have FX PhD. You've been doing courses.
Yeah, FX PhD.
Those have been great too. I remember a few years ago I took one. It was awesome.
Cool.
And also, you've had a series of your own training coming out. You've done some making it look great series with John Dickinson, and also your latest one is the Dynamics one. What's that one called?
Yeah, it's just Learn Dynamics.
Learn Dynamics.
That's it. Yeah, pretty simple name, pretty catchy.
I'll say I've been going through it. I've gone through two of them. There's kind of a series of tutorials that are bundled with it, and maybe four or five, six of them. And I've gone through two so far. It's really detailed into MoGraph and Dynamics, and kind of using those together to create some really cool looking stuff. How's that been going?
Yeah, that's been really good, actually. The Dynamics training was born from the kind of like work with FX PhD, work with John at MotionWorks, and I thought, right, I'm just going to have a go at doing my own thing. And it's the same principle with the thinking particles in a way, because I always thought that like the dynamics in cinema really sucked, and like we had the dynamics for such a long time, and it was barely usable. And when they decided to develop the new dynamics module, I was just over the moon, and I was there through the whole process of that, and I just thought it was like the best thing since sliced bread. I just wanted to share the knowledge of that, and because I was there from the ground up again, it gave me the opportunity to sort of develop the training so that when they released the product, I was already kind of halfway through the training. It was about 3 months of work to put that together. I just thought, well, this is an opportunity because it's a brand new product. People aren't going to know how to use it, but people are going to want to know how to use it. Integrated so well with MoGraph, and MoGraph is just one of the most popular things that they have released. So, I just couldn't resist to put it together.
Yeah, I think MoGraph and Dynamics together are kind of a really a fun way to get into cinema. You know, even if that's not your final end goal and what you do day to day as far as a 3D package, it's a really fun way to learn about what cinema is and kind of go through some training, make stuff blow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the great thing about like MoGraph and like the Dynamics is that you can just sort of chuck a few objects in a scene, slap on a tag, press play, and it looks cool already. So it's really accessible. So even if your knowledge of 3D is pretty limited, you can already start to do something, and it inspires you to keep going. But if you've got like a lot of knowledge and you want to delve deeper, the power just keeps going and going and going. And you know, when you're working on a complex project and you've got a lot of problems that you need to solve, you can find the solution fairly easily. So it's accessible at one end, but it's not as if like it's that shallow. It just gets deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's almost infinite the kind of stuff that you can do with it.
So for people just kind of starting off in cinema, you do a lot of training and with FX PhD and all this stuff. What would you recommend, like beginners? How would you recommend that they learn? Like, what's the best way to really start to understand the power of Cinema 4D and get excited about it and get into it?
Yeah, I think, I wouldn't really even say that like the most important thing is to get into Cinema 4D or whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a tool. That's the most important thing to remember. And like, really the most important thing is to just keep developing your ideas and to try and just be as creative as possible. And if you need to do it in 3D, then do it in 3D. But you know, if you need to just do it with a pen and paper, do it with a pen and paper. But at the end of the day, like, just keep those ideas coming. And the other thing to remember as well is that like when you've done the 3D process, it's not over. You keep going after that, because like what you do in post and everything is just as important. As far as learning Cinema 4D, I would say you obviously do as many tutorials as possible that are out there to learn the fundamental kind of principles of using it. But at the same time, it's probably a good idea to sort of set yourself goals with like think up projects, try and make up kind of projects that you could do, where you actually set yourself problems that you need to solve. Because it's easy to sort of follow a tutorial and then create stuff based on that tutorial. But when you're in the real world and you're working on a real job, someone will give you a problem that you have to actually solve. And that's when you really start to learn how to use it, you know. It's a bit like learning to drive a car. Someone's sitting next to you telling you how to do it. But when you first sit in a car on your own, that's kind of when you really learn how to drive, you know?
That's a good analogy. It's always been my experience like that too. In cinema was exactly like that for me. I watched all the tutorials and watched all the videos and bought the training, and it wasn't until I had a real job with something that didn't have a tutorial tied to it and didn't have a real answer other than I had to figure it out, where I really learned what I knew and what I could solve, what problems I could figure out. That's a good way to approach it.
Yeah, definitely. It's just like, I do quite a lot of training, as you say, and you know, one of the things that like bugs me is people coming up to me and going, I saw this spot, how do you do it? And I'm like, well, how do you think you do it? Whereas if someone comes up to me and they say, I saw this spot and I've tried to do it and this is where I've got to, you know, what can I do? I'm like, yeah, man, you've done it, and let's work it out together. And that, you know, you're inspired to help them. And I think when you do a project, real world projects, you know, unless you don't have a clue what you're doing, then obviously maybe you shouldn't be taking it on. But most people are going to have a sort of slight inkling of how to do it, even if just how to draw the shapes in Illustrator and then take them in and extrude them. They're going to have somewhere to start. And then, you know, the community is so great out there. You can kind of go, I'm trying to achieve this thing and I've got this far. What can I do? And people will just help you. You know, there's so many cool people out there that will help. So just go for it and, you know, you'll be able to do it. You'll get there.
So motivational.
Yeah.
I like it. So, first time in the States, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
What do you think so far?
Well, it's cool, man. I mean, my first time, I arrived in LA at 7, and I was stuck there for 7 hours, and now I'm in Vegas, and I'm not sure Vegas is necessarily a fair representation of the whole country, but it's certainly a party town. But everyone's really great. It's really fun. You know, I'd love to come back and like, travel around a lot more.
Yeah, come on back. Do you have any plans coming
forward? Maybe. I've got a couple of young children at the moment. When they're a little bit older, perhaps, or unless we can kind of leave them with the mother-in-law and just bring my wife over. I'd like to go to New York City, and I'd like to travel around California a bit more.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say Vegas is the typical U.S. experience.
No,
or maybe it's the ultimate U.S. experience. Yeah. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. Well, let's see how we fare by the end of the show.
So we're all here for Maxon, for, you know, kind of coming out and demoing Cinema 4D. You had your first demo for out in front of the audience. How'd that go?
Yeah, no, it went really well. It was a really nice reception. The crowd seemed good. Got a few questions. I was a little bit nervous to start with, but it all seemed to go well. I was talking about a couple of projects that I've done, one that I worked on with Tendril from Toronto, a piece that I did there, and another project that I worked on with Umeric. And everyone seemed to like the work. Just did a breakdown of kind of how we set the shots out, how we rigged it up. So kind of a little bit of hands-on in Cinema 4D, and also just showing kind of some renders, like the process, basically.
Yeah, and Umeric, that's a great company. You've actually worked a lot with different production companies and boutique places, stuff like places like Umeric. What's that process like, working with such like a talented team and doing that?
You know, that changes depending on who you're working with and how they kind of run their shop. But like, I'm really lucky with Lux, because I get projects that we do on our own, and Lux is just me. But if I have a big project, then I kind of get people in to work with me. But if the opportunity arises and I'm not busy, then I go and work with other studios as well. So to me, that's the best of both worlds, because I get to sit with different groups of people and like different groups of creative people, and everyone's got their own mindset and how they deal with projects, and everyone's got something to throw on the table. So, you know, there's nothing like bouncing ideas around in a team. So with Umeric, for instance, they bring in different talent for different jobs depending on what they want. The guy who directs there, Ash Bolland, is a really, really talented guy. He's got an amazing vision. So, you know, their kind of philosophy, I suppose, is just to, you know, do the best possible job they can and make it look as cool as possible by all means necessary. And so, like, you know, I normally work there like as a TD and animation and stuff like that. So I'm there. If they pull me in for a project, I'll be there from the initial design stage right through to kind of like FTP in the files to the client. So I kind of see all the other people that are there, and they'll bring in artists just for doing the visualization, the concept work, and then they'll bring someone in who's modeling, and then they'll have like animators. So they really pull like the best of the bunch that they can. I mean, obviously they do have generalists, but they'll make sure that if they need someone who is just going to do roto, you know, then they'll get a guy who is like the top roto artist. And I think it really shows in the quality of their work that they produce.
They do great work.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Well, speaking of being a generalist or to narrow into one thing, do you have any advice to kind of people coming up I get a lot of questions about, should I be a generalist? Should I know a little bit about everything? Or should I really just focus on being a really great roto artist? Or, you know what I mean?
That's difficult. It's a difficult one to answer. I mean, it really depends on what you want at the end of the day and what you enjoy. I would say go for what you enjoy most. I mean, if you do excel at something specifically, then it's probably a good idea to chase that. But you could think of it, you know, it's such a huge industry. There's so many things you can do. You could, like, go and work for, like, smaller shops and just be doing kind of, like, 10, 15, 30-second spots. So you're going to be working on projects for, what, like, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, maybe, if you're lucky. But you could, if you wanted, just paint textures, and you could go and work for, like, Animal Logic, and you might spend 8 months just working on one shot in Avatar. It really depends on what you want to do, you know, so such a broad spectrum. So I would say the best thing to do is to try and dip your fingers in all the pies and then see which tastes nicest, and then just follow that, so kind of follow your nose. I think it's a good idea to excel at, like, a couple of things. You're never going to be, like, a good at everything. But at the same time, it's probably a good idea, even if you do choose to just be an animator, like, say you just want to character animate, it's probably a good idea to, like, try it in Max, try it in Maya, try it in C4D and everything, so that you can go to different shops and animate. Like, when we did the MSN Butterfly job, Yumeric, the guy there, Duncan McLaren, who was, like, the head animator, like, he could animate, like, in everything. I think that was, like, the first commercial job he'd done in Cinema 4D. So, but because it was about animation, you know, he lived, breathed animation, you know, and I set up the rigs and everything for him and just showed him around. A couple of days later, bang. I mean, it's such an easy program to learn, Cinema 4D. He just picked it up just like that. And, you know, in my opinion, he did an awesome job. So
what would you say your two, three things that you excel at would be?
Yeah, well, I mean, probably kind of things like particle systems, MoGraph, dealing with lots of things, managing projects. I'm not a character animator at all. I've spent a lot of time doing animation and trying to fine-tune timing and things like that, which is obviously essential. But yeah, mine would be kind of rigging scenes, setting scenes up, particle systems, dealing with Espresso, you know, things that deal with, like, hundreds of thousands of objects and trying to manage all that and make them all work in harmony.
Would you think that you found that pretty early on, or what, did it take a lot of experimenting on your side to figure out what you were really good at? Like, did it come naturally and you knew early on, like, I'm gonna know this stuff inside and out? Or did you kind of stumble upon particles and this stuff?
Pretty much stumbled upon it, I think. I think it just kind of naturally evolved into that. I originally studied film and stuff like that, as I say, so the original animations that I did were shot on, like, a 16mm Bolex. We didn't really have, like, computers when we did have computers at uni. I'm not that old, but, like, we had, like, a Mac SE, and we had a scanner that was a bitmap scanner, so it only scanned in black and white, so that kind of gives you an idea. And when I left uni and I first saw Premiere, I was just blown away by non-linear editing, because we did it all on video decks. So, like, the whole computer thing was brand new to me, and I kind of got into 3D and it just really got a buzz out of it, and I just seemed to excel in those areas. And that's what I chased, you know, that's what felt good, that's what I seemed to be good at, so that's what I chased. Obviously, when you're running your own shop and you do it all on your own, or you bring in a few people, then you do need to be able to model texture and things like that. But if you do need some texture painting done, you know, and you're not a painter, you just bring in someone to paint. But if it's like MoGraph, then, you know, I'll be sitting in the seat doing it. I definitely like to keep hands-on with every project as much as possible.
That's awesome. You know, this is a new thing for me. I'm just trying out this interview deal, so I'm still in the process of actually figuring out what I'm good at doing as well. One of the things I'm thinking of is, you know, what kind of questions can I ask all these creative, smart people I'm going to talk to? Maybe the same question, and maybe get a different answer from everybody. And I think the one that maybe works really well is if there was some advice that you could give to kind of creative people coming up into all this stuff and just getting started, what would be the most important thing that you would tell them?
I suppose the most important thing is to just kind of make sure that you really enjoy what you do and follow your heart. If you want to go out and try and get work, then just try and kind of look at as many disciplines as possible and build as much work up as you can so you can get yourself a really solid reel. And when you've got some work, then make sure that you just show it to everyone. Put it in front of everyone's face and make sure they know who you are. Be enthusiastic, be a really nice person, be friendly. You know, no one wants to work with a jerk. Everyone wants to work with cool people. It's a great industry, long hours, but some amazing people. So just do cool work, show it to people, and you know, you'll go far.
That's great. Hey, Tim, thank you so much for sitting down and hanging out. And where can people find more about you and what you do?
Well, just come over to hellolux.com and check out the work on the blog, and obviously lux.tv for my commercial work. It's great to meet you, Nick, as well. I'm glad after all this time we've finally got the chance to hang out.
I know. I got to say, as a side geek moment, it was really cool to meet you. Like I say, you were the early on first dude to show that all this fun 3D stuff I was just playing around with at the time was actually it was capable of making some really beautiful stuff and not just spaceships fly around.
Cool. So, well, thanks very much, and it was great to sit and drink beer with you.
Oh man, it's I can't wait for more.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks again, Tim. Have a good one.
Cheers, mate.